Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. I about said getaway Friday. It feels like a Friday. Tuesday morning, July the 5th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour here, 72 degrees and rain. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you that it is raining outside. What a nasty way to start the morning. Now, as you can tell, I am in the studio. Here's what has happened with the fair. Now, yesterday, if anybody tuned in, you know I was broadcasting from a picnic table because of the hours of the building where we are located, the merchant building. Now, somehow the wires got crossed on when that building would be open. Now, when we talked about setting up there, we thought it would be open at 8 a.m. in the morning, so no problem in doing this show from there, rain or shine. But turns out that the building yesterday did not open until about 9:30. And at 9:30, this show is about over. So, we did the show yesterday from the picnic table outside, and it was a nice morning, so that was okay. But obviously, you can't do a show outside every day because of mornings like this. We certainly could not do a show outside this morning with the weather how it is. So, what we have decided is, because of the hours of the building, and I spoke with the fair yesterday, and it doesn't look like there is much hope of the merchant building opening before 10 o'clock in the morning. So, because of that, what we're going to do, I'll do the morning show this week from the studio here, and Glenn will do his shows from the studio this week. Adam and everybody else, as normal, but we will have special broadcasts from the fair. Now, here's how this is going to work so far, and we were just putting this together last night, so it's not totally fine-tuned yet, but here's what we have. Today, I will be on from the fair from 12:15 to 1. Now, from 12:15 to 1 today, I will have on Mr. Pickles and Linda Sims. Mr. Pickles and Linda Sims from the fair today, tune in 12:15 to 1. Now, that will be our fair programming today. And we'll also have Adam the Computer Guy today live from the studio from 2:15 to 3. And Linda Sims will also be live in the studio from 4:15 until 5. Now, tomorrow morning, I will do the show from the studio here, like I always do. And then Glenn will be on from the studio, like he always is. But tomorrow, we will have a special broadcast from 4 to 6 from the fair. 4 to 6 p.m., in which Pastor Craig, Nate, and I'm sure I'll be mulling around there, will be at the fair from 4 to 6. So Wednesday, the fair broadcast will be from 4 to 6 p.m. Now, Thursday, I'm not sure yet. Thursday, I know that I'll be on here in the morning, and then Glenn will be on following me from the studio. Adam will be on in the afternoon. Now, as far as the fair broadcast on Thursday, I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know more on that as we get closer to Thursday. Now, Friday, what will happen is I will come on at 8 o'clock from the studio, and then when Adam is on with the pastor from 9 to 10, I will head over to the fair. So starting Friday morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be at the fair from 10 until 1. And we'll have special guests on Friday from 10 until 1. And then Friday night, more than likely, Angie and I will be broadcasting from the fair. So that is the fair schedule. The only thing up in the air at this point is the Thursday broadcast from the fair, but I will let you know when to listen as soon as we get that all figured out. So right now, today, noon to 1, we'll be at the fair broadcasting. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, Wednesday, 4 to 6. Thursday, not sure yet. And Friday, 10 a.m. to 1, and then 8 to 10 that night. Those shows will emanate from the fair. Now, did anybody get a chance to listen to the fair programs yesterday? I don't know how they sounded, because we were outside on a table, a picnic table, which we did not expect to do until we got there yesterday. But I certainly thank Pastor Craig and Angie and Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life for showing up to partake in those shows. Now, how did the shows sound yesterday? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. Hey, and I'm in the studio, so we can take calls. How about that? We can't take them when we're at the fair, but we're not at the fair this morning, so we can take the calls. 740-751-4038. How was your 4th of July? You know, honestly, over the weekend, we talked about the idea that people were allowed to light off fireworks legally now. I heard a lot of booming. I didn't see a lot of fireworks. I don't know if that was just firecrackers or what people were doing. What did you experience in your neck of the woods? Did you notice a lot more people lighting off fireworks than in the past? Are you sleeping in this morning because you could not go to sleep last night because the fireworks were going off? I know a lot of people who listen to us are on vacation this week. The 4th of July week, I think, is one of the biggest vacation weeks of the year, and also a time when a lot of factories take a week off, go on shutdown. So let me know. Are you in bed this morning? The 5th of July is kind of a recovery day. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. If you heard the fair broadcast yesterday and want to let me know how it sounded, or what did you do on the 4th of July? 740-751-4038. Did run into George Kasotis yesterday. Had not had a chance to talk with him in quite a while at the fair. He's doing good. Turns 90 in August. George will be 90 years old in August. Ran into him, and he was still at the fair wearing his patriotic clothing yesterday for the 4th of July. Had a good long conversation with him. I think he said his birthday was August the 2nd. I don't remember. I know it's in August. I think early August. But George will be 90 in just about 2 months, so we certainly send our best wishes to George as he heads into year 90 coming up here in about 2 months. You know, George had a relative. He told me this a few years ago. A Greek relative who lived, I'm trying to remember if he told me this a long time ago and just brought it up a few weeks ago, but he had a Greek relative who lived well into his 100s, like 108 or 109, something like that. We'll have to talk to George about that, but there is longevity in his family, to be sure. Oh, do want to let Sarah know, our friendly bus driver, not sure if she's back to work this morning or not, but her pizza coupon is at the studio. I have told Linda that it's at the studio, and that Sarah will be there before 5:10 today to pick up that coupon. So it's there, Sarah. It's on the soundboard. It has your name on it. And I have let Linda know that it is on the soundboard in an envelope waiting for you. So maybe you'll enjoy that Pizza Hut pizza tonight. All right. An interesting story from over the weekend. You know, in New York, at Coney Island, for many, many years, they've been doing this hot dog eating contest. And this man, Joey Chestnut, has won this contest many, 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 many times. And he won it again yesterday. I'm not sure how many times Joey Chestnut has won this, but he won it again yesterday. And the total of hot dogs he ate, I guess they do 10-minute intervals. How many hot dogs can you eat in 10 minutes? And Joey Chestnut yesterday ate 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. So what I boiled that down to was, he was eating 6 hot dogs a minute. 6 hot dogs a minute. So that's about a hot dog every 10 seconds. Now, I don't know if anybody could do that. Could you see eating a hot dog every 10 seconds? To eat 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes? I can't imagine that that would happen. That's a lot of hot dogs. Is my math right on this? 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. So every minute, he ate, what, 6.3 hot dogs. Why does that not seem right to me? You know, you got to check me. It's July the 5th, coming back after an interesting day at the fair yesterday. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, hey, the daylilies are out in full bloom now, and the storm did not kill them last night. First big storm that comes does the daylilies in. So last night must have just been a downpour. It must not have been a very windy storm, which I guess is good for all of us. So that's pretty much the rundown that I have here today. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss anything. Could you eat 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes? I know the fair had a hot dog eating contest yesterday as well. Maybe we can get the winner today when I'm over at the fair of that particular contest. I would think you would just have to shove it in. Somewhere you would have to chew, I guess. I wonder what makes this guy so unique, this Joey Chestnut, because he's won it so many times. I wonder what he does that nobody else does. Does anybody else have any ideas? 740-751-4038. You know, I think I lost power yesterday at some point. And my clocks were blinking. But I'll tell you, it was weird. I wasn't home because I was at the fair yesterday. And when I got home, I got the impression that my power had blinked because clocks were blinking. But only certain clocks. There were 3 clocks in my house. One in my office, one in the extra bedroom, and then one in the kitchen that were all blinking. But the coffee pot and the one on the stove and the one in my bedroom were not blinking. And they're all digital clocks powered by electric. So I don't know what would be the cause of that. Does anybody know what would cause something like that? I have no idea. Did you lose power yesterday for a minute or two? I can't imagine it was a long power outage because all the clocks did not need to be reset. And again, phone lines are open. Want to know what the 4th of July was like in your neighborhood? Were a lot of people firing off the fireworks? Did you hear our broadcast from the fair yesterday? Any thoughts on how it sounded? How does somebody eat 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes? That's what Joey Chestnut did at Nathan's Hot Dog Contest at Coney Island yesterday in New York. And other than that, that's pretty well all I've got to say to kick off the program here. 740-751-4038. Anybody out there this morning? Don't forget today, 12 to 1... Linda Sims and Mr. Pickles, I think it's with an S, from the Marion County Fair. And we look forward to that today. All right. Well, I'll tell you, the rain this week is supposed to be, I guess you would call it intermittent. People were worried last night that the rain was going to come and wash out the fireworks. I guess that didn't happen. And that's a good thing that everything was normal last night. But boy, it came after that. All right, here comes a phone call. Go ahead, caller. Uh-oh, let's see here. For some reason, I could not hear anything. Let me see if my headphones got unplugged here over the weekend. Let's take a look here. Okay, caller, are you there? Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Well, now, for some reason, we're having trouble hearing the caller.
Boy, I'll tell you.
One of those mornings. Well, that is odd. We've never had a trouble hearing the caller before. I think everything is still hooked up properly. Well, we're getting a dial tone. I can hear that. Maybe something... Somebody else give me a call here. Let's see if this is a phone issue or a me issue. 740-751-4038. Now I had the headphones all wrapped around my head. A day away from the studio and everything goes crazy. I could hear the dial tone, so I don't know why I could not hear the caller. Very odd. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, there we go. How are you, Phyllis?
Good. That was me that called in. It just cut us off.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I think we got it worked out now, thank goodness.
Okay, good. I'm watching the news this morning, and that Joe, that Dodd,
yeah.
He came up on stage on crutches, and he started eating his hot dog. He stopped, walked over, punched some guy, went back, and ate the rest of his hot dog.
You know, I had heard something about that. Now, did they say why these people were trying to rush the stage?
No, they didn't.
He took care of them.
Yeah, that's funny, though. I mean, he had, like, three or four hot dogs in his mouth at once. It makes you sick to watch it.
Well, I don't know how in the world he does this. He's not all that big a guy. Six hot dogs in a minute?
Yeah.
I know it. And he's won this many, many times, I guess.
He's a pro, I'll tell you.
He's a pro and says he's going to keep on keeping on.
So I just thought I'd give you that little tidbit.
Well, I appreciate it. How was the fourth?
Oh, same as usual, nothing.
Yeah, I did not see a whole lot of fireworks last night.
Oh, our neighborhood was loaded. It was horrible. They started like Wednesday or Thursday of last. And, you know, like Larry said, it's the poor people that buy the fireworks that can't afford it. Because we know where it was coming from, out here in the West End. I mean, it was bad. Not in our neighborhood, but beyond. And they started yesterday, probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, you know, it's funny because I got home yesterday from the fair and it was still daylight. And I noticed that somebody was firing fireworks off out here in the neighborhood, and I thought, what is the point of firing fireworks off in the daylight?
I don't know. It's horrible. My dog is so scared. Then this morning, it's thundering, and she's scared of thunder. So I'll be glad when this is over. But we're supposed to have rain every day this week.
Well, that's what yesterday after doing that show from the picnic table, I thought, you know, I don't want to go over there during a rainstorm or sit on something wet with the electronics. So I thought, well, we'll just do special broadcasts from the fair.
Yeah. Yesterday, you weren't coming in very well. It was like off and on. I had to really listen.
I'm going to check that today. It might have been because we were outside, because we didn't intend to be outside. So we were a little further away from the reception. So hopefully today we'll be in the building and should be a lot easier to navigate.
Well, I'm listening.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you on this rainy Tuesday morning. It was kind of strange. I did hear that story about Mr. Chestnut, who I guess punched a guy while the hot dog eating contest was going on. Now, I'm not really sure why that happened, but I guess that's showbiz, as they say. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about how their 4th of July went? Or were there a lot of fireworks in your neighborhood now that we've got a new law that says anybody can fire off fireworks? Wonder how the emergency room was last night. Do we have any listeners out there who actually work in the emergency rooms? Were there a lot of injuries last night? Were there a lot of squad calls? I don't know. Kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, you have a lot of bleed over on your radio station today and yesterday. I don't know if you don't have enough power in it or something, but while you was at the ferry yesterday, I could hear you in the background while your news and your obituaries and stuff was on. Today there's some creature that's bleeding over in your station, too, so I'm listening to two programs at the same time, which is a little annoying. And as far as your hot dogs, I can't hardly eat one hot dog. I couldn't imagine eating that many at one time.
Six hot dogs in 1 minute. Can you imagine?
Yes, I watched a program on that one time. I think it was like WOSU or something, a learning channel. They wet the hot dogs and buns, and they can swallow them here. And then they showed on an actual, like a photo or image of people's stomachs that do stuff like that. Because one of the women they used to have was a little Asian. I don't keep up with this stuff, so I don't know if she's still in competition, but she was a tiny little woman, and they couldn't figure out how in the world she could down so much food, too. But she was she could eat anything and beat these people, you know.
She was a doer.
Yeah, whatever they had for any kind of contest, she could beat them. And
well,
actually, some people train before they do this, too.
Well, I'll tell you, yesterday, I think the bleed over was happening because of being outside at the fair. So that's where the bleed over came from yesterday. Today, it's because when we have a big change in temperature, there's a gospel station that is on the same frequency that we are that comes out of Marysville. So when there's a big temperature change, it affects the ionosphere, which affects the signal. As it warms up today, it'll knock that gospel station back to Marysville. But early in the morning, until about 9 o'clock, that problem happens. And with the rain that came in and knocked it down about 20 degrees yesterday, that's probably why you're having a little bit of bleed over with the gospel station. But that should stop not too long from now.
Okay, well, it was really hard listening to your obituary reports of this guy preaching over top of it. I realized, like, I couldn't catch the name, couldn't catch the ages on some of them, and stuff. I thought, wow, this is a challenge trying to listen to this.
Well, they play again at 10. By 10, it should be fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yeah, depending on where you are in the county, when we get a storm or a big temperature change that happens quickly, like yesterday, going from 90 to low 70s this morning, it does affect, it's 71 right now, does affect the ionosphere. And that's the bit of the atmosphere that carries the radio signals. So that can happen. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And we will work on the reception today at noon from the fair. Hopefully we can get that a little better. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
That Chestnut's won 15 times.
15 times. Now, isn't that nuts?
Yeah, I can't watch.
No. How in the world do you think he does that?
I don't know, but that guy that he took down was from PETA because there's pork in those Nathan hot dogs.
Oh, so it was a PETA person who stormed the stage.
Yeah.
Now, did that punch count as part of his 10 minutes, did they say?
I don't know.
I tell you, it's the funniest thing in the world. I
can't believe he got up there with security, you know?
Well, I wonder what he does, this chestnut, to win this 15 times that other people can't do.
I don't know. I can't watch him.
He's not a big guy.
No, he's a little guy.
Mm-hmm. So how was the 4th in your neighborhood?
Oh, the fireworks. Crazy. My dog shit all weekend long. Daytime and nighttime they set him off. I think that new law or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why that was such a thing with people that they wanted this to be legal to where you don't need a pyrotechnic to do. I really am curious what the emergency rooms were like last night.
Yeah. Well, Columbus, they don't have it. Can't set off fireworks down there, but Marion does.
Oh, right. Did the city of Columbus pass some kind of law to trump the state law?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I guess it didn't happen here in Marion. Did you do anything interesting for the 4th?
I went to the fireworks.
Oh, you went to the fair last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't at the fair. Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad
They were setting fireworks off in the streets up there.
I can believe it. Were there a lot of police
and
there
the
last night?
The sheriff was right there.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, yeah, it's legal now. I don't think they can really do anything at this point.
I know, but in the streets?
Well,
that's crazy.
I don't know. You know, it's going to be a weird time of year from now on with these new laws.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks.
Truck came by, and we bought two cones, and it was $10.
Well, you know what? I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I guess I have never really paid much attention to the prices recently. But I went to buy some graham crackers yesterday, and I just bought the store brand. And they were like $3 for a box of graham crackers. I couldn't believe that.
Wow. No, that's ridiculous.
I mean, they used to be $1.50, $1.99.
Right.
Now $3 for a box of graham crackers?
Did you buy them?
I did, because I wanted them. But I can't imagine. And the price of potato chips, I didn't buy any potato chips. But the price of potato chips, I also noticed, was really high.
Yes. And it's only half a bag. The rest is ale.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with this inflation. This is really impacting, I think, the food industry more than anybody else.
Right. Me too.
But I guess that's the way it goes. But they can still eat 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yep.
A little more pricey than it was before, yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 41 minutes past the hour here. Any more word on the big Joey Chestnut? I guess he won 15 times. We thank the caller for that information. 15 times he's won that contest. And I guess the person who stormed the stage was from PETA, because the hot dogs were made with pork or beef. Now, if you become a member of PETA, do you have to become a strict vegetarian? I've never really known. I know fur is a big thing, but I really don't think people wear fur anymore. So I don't think that's quite as big an issue as it once was. But, I guess they're going after food now. You know, for as many hot dogs that are eaten on the 4th of July, it's kind of strange that somebody would storm a stage on the 4th of July during a hot dog eating contest, as if that would stop something to a great degree. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a question.
All right.
Now, Pete is against the abuse of animals and pretty much using animals for anything,
I guess.
So they don't want to eat animals or anything like that, correct?
That's my understanding.
Okay, well, what do we do with all the animals?
I guess let them roam the earth.
But they will overpopulate, disease will take over, and then they'll end up dying anyway.
You know, I don't know. I did not think, to be a member of PETA, that you had to be a vegetarian.
I don't know. I don't know that much about PETA, but it seems to me, there are things that shouldn't happen to animals, but, if you raise an animal for food, and, they don't want you eating the animal, well then, what do we do with the animal? That's why they have honey bees to control the population of the animal.
I'm pretty
overpopulate.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's just they want the animals to be avoided at all costs.
Well, see, that's impossible because then we'd have way too many animals, and that would not be good either.
You know, I don't know. PETA's an interesting organization. I think it's interesting.
That person was probably just one of them extremists.
Well, I just don't really understand. Was it just to get the publicity? Because they got it.
Yeah, most of the time that's probably what it is. They want their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, it's very, very strange that that all happened the way it happened. Because, yeah.
I missed that competition yesterday.
Yeah, I was surprised. I don't think they'd done it for a couple years because of the pandemic. But 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I was surprised at the amount of hot dogs. 6 hot dogs a minute. That's quite a hefty bite.
I can't believe he didn't just explode.
Well, yeah, how must you feel after that? How big is the human stomach? They used to say the size of your fist.
Yeah, not them competitive eaters. Them competitive eaters, they drink a lot of water to stretch their stomach.
Well, how do you, though, get 63 hot dogs in? Even if you stretch your stomach, how do you swallow and get that done in 10 minutes?
I have no idea. I never understood how them people eat that much and not throw up.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And he's done this. Yesterday was his 15th win.
Well, yeah. Look at that. That one guy's name. That the Japanese guy, Kobayashi. I think that was his name, Kobayashi. He was smaller than Joey Chestnut. He was eating 40, 50 at that time. 40, 50 hot dogs to win the contest. I don't know how many times he won that belt.
Well, it's just very strange to me that somebody could do 15 times be the winner of this contest, because it's very competitive, I guess. You get a belt. It's covered nationally.
They made a big deal out of it.
That this guy walks in 15 times. He's walked in and done it. I don't know if anybody's ever going to be able. I know he's lost from time to time, but it seems consistently like I don't think this guy's going to ever be beaten.
I would have to think eventually his body will not allow him to do that anymore.
Well, I wonder if he does this all year round. Keeps this trait fresh. Every month.
What I understand about Joey Chestnut, from what I've learned in the past, them competitive eaters, they enter all kinds of eating contests. I think at one time he held a record for eating matzo balls.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, because them things set on you like a brick.
So how was the 4th of July out in Big Island?
Oh, it was relatively quiet. I heard a few fireworks and seen a few fireworks. I walked out and thought about if I could see any. I heard a bunch, but I couldn't really see any.
See, I could not see any of the fireworks, but I kept hearing the pop, 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 pop. And I heard that all, that started, I think, Friday and just kept going on.
Yeah, I know. I looked off toward the windmills over there at Whirlpool, and I could see just over the top of the trees, so they must have been quite a ways off. I've seen some fireworks going off.
Well, I'll tell you, I just got a message from one of our listeners here, Brenda, out there listening, and the winner of that Nathan's Hot Dog Contest gets $10,000. So I guess that's a good reason to do it.
63 hot dogs. He just about ate $10,000 for the hot dogs.
Just about with the prices now. But in that, for 10 minutes work, that's $1,000 a minute he made yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he didn't have to pay for the hot dog. What's that?
Not bad work if you can do it, I guess.
No, I mean, $10,000? My goodness. That's a lot of dough.
I mean, I suppose he has endorsements, sponsors, whatever.
Yeah, but I would have never guessed that the prize would have been that much. I know that the fair had a hot dog eating contest yesterday, and I don't know what the prize was for that, though. I don't even know that it was a cash prize. It might have been, but not to my knowledge. I really don't know. $10,000. Woo.
That's a lot of money to eat.
Well, yeah, especially when you consider it's only 10 minutes, and if you think he's won this 15 times, you know, he's won over $150,000 over the years.
Plus all the other eating contests he most likely enters.
You know what? If you got an extra $10,000 once a year, just did that, with whatever your regular income is, you know, that would probably cover your rent or your house payment for a year.
Yeah, but remember, you only get about half of that after they take taxes.
Well, that's true. Is about half?
About half.
Now, I'm going to get the name wrong here, but I'm also being told from Brenda that M-I-K-I, Mickey, Mackay, Suda, Mackay Suda, I think is probably how it's pronounced, won the woman's contest. Now, she did 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Now, I don't know if that's a $10,000 prize, too, or not. I don't know if the women get as much as the men, but she did 40 in 10 minutes.
That's just crazy. Now, I couldn't imagine.
Now, what do you think it is about people from foreign countries that do well in this? Obviously, Joey Chestnut is not, but as you said, the guy who used to, what was his name?
Kobayashi.
And we've got, and I don't believe this is the first time she's won it, Mackay Suda. What? You know, we think of these people as not eating a whole lot, but they come in and they win these contests.
I know. I don't understand how they don't cause their stomachs to just burst. I really don't. I mean, you can only stretch things so far.
Well, yeah, that's.
I know. I certainly wouldn't want. I wouldn't want to be one of them people later on in the day.
No. You know, I wonder what does happen later on in the day. You know, about an hour later, how much do you feel?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he goes and, you know, walks around or gets on a treadmill or a bike or something or just goes sit down and takes a nap. I don't know.
You think you'd have to do something.
He's got to work out like a demon to stay small like that and eat that much.
You'd have to do something because that would be such a, ooh, and it's hot out there as well. To be knocking those down because they do the event outside.
Yeah. I've seen it in the past.
I don't know. Now, this is interesting. We're being told by Brenda here. Chestnut's net worth is $2.5 million. Now,
that's pretty good for just eating.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else is he known for?
Well, like I said, I know at one time he held a record for eating matzo ball. And Lord knows what else. You could Google him and it'll probably tell you everything he entered and set records for and everything.
Well, I guess it's well worth his time if he's become a millionaire over this.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 million.
Everybody's got a niche. When you find your niche, stay with it.
But $2.5 million. My goodness. And $150,000 of that, I guess, has come from Nathan's over the last
15 years?
15, well, yeah. I don't think he's won it every year, but I think he's last 20, maybe 15.
Yeah. Now, do you have to... Is it like a first, second, third place? Is the pay window, Matt, I wonder?
You know, I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't know either. That would be interesting to find out, because I don't remember them ever... I don't remember ever saying anything about, you know, what second and third is.
You know,
they have, and I don't remember.
I would think they would get something, or when people knew he was in the competition, I doubt they would come anywhere near the place.
Well, I don't know. There's always somebody out there trying to take down the champ.
Well, that's true, but if you weren't going to get any money at all, I would think, because you know what he's eating, and you know what you can eat.
Yeah, you know what he's capable of. It's a question of, can you outdo him?
Right. So my guess would be that, I don't know. My guess would be that there has to be some kind of second or third place prizes.
Yeah. I wonder how many calories you ate yesterday.
You know, I don't know. I just, 63 hot dogs, I'm thinking, you know, even if you stretched your stomach, how could you have room for that in 10 minutes?
It boggles my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that 63 hot dogs, no matter how big you stretched your stomach, would allow for 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. With the bun, especially, too, that's the heavy part of the hot dog.
You know, that bread hits your stomach, and they dunk them buns in water to eat it. Wait, you know that things fall off like a sponge.
Yeah, so I really don't know. That whole thing seems a little strange to me, but, you know, if he can make $10,000 in 10 minutes, why not?
Yeah, more power to it.
Yeah, well, God bless him. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour here. We'd love to hear from you, 740-751-4038. WWGH Radio. Here on July the 5th, 2022. Here we go. Second place gets $5,000, and third place gets $2,500 for the big Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Well, $5,000 isn't bad for second place. To be honest with you, third prize, $2,500, is not all that bad. Just for 10 minutes work, eating hot dogs. And again, we thank Brenda for that information. I wonder how many hot dogs second and third place ate. I wonder if it's more sensible. You know, as 63 hot dogs seems like a lot. But, like, if somebody ate in 10 minutes, you know, 20, that's two a minute. I would think that could be done if you were maybe a big eater. I don't know. The whole thing of these contests are a little strange to me. I mean, the pie eating contests I can see, because you're just eating one pie, and it's who's ever done first wins the pie eating contest. But these hot dog contests, I mean, you just go until you have completely gorged yourself. And 63 hot dogs. Man, that seems like a lot to me. Anyway, if anybody has anything to say, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour on this wet Tuesday morning following July the 4th, 2022, the first July the 4th, where people were allowed to just fire off the fireworks. Let's see here. Second place ate 47.5 hot dogs, and third ate 41 hot dogs. Well, they were far behind old Joey. There was 63. But that's, what is that, about 4 hot dogs a minute? Is that what that rounds into? That's still quite a few. 2 hot dogs less a minute than Joey. 47 and a half hot dogs got $5,000, and 41 hot dogs got $2,500. The big Nathan's hot dog eating contest tradition that's held on the 4th of July. 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. All right. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Coming up on the break here in about 2.5 minutes. Does anybody want to add their 2 cents? How was your neighborhood during the big 4th of July celebration? Did you do anything fun? What do you make of these food eating contests? There's something else. Do want to let everybody know the Marion County Fair continues to go on. I'll be there today, 12 to 1. And then we'll have Adam today on from 2 to 3. And Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And Sarah, you can pick up your prize today until 5:10 with Linda over at the studio. It is there and it will be available, and Linda is aware of it. Today at noon from the fair, we'll have Mr. Pickles, who I guess is kind of an educational performer, and we'll also have Linda Sims today on from the fair at 12:15 to 1 o'clock. So that'll be a good 1 hour from the fair, and hopefully the transmission will be a little better than it was yesterday. We will see how all that goes. All right. Well, here comes the break. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Also, you can download the free TuneIn app to listen anywhere in the world, absolutely free. That's a great tool. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. Search it in any app store. All right, we're going to come up on a break here and come back in about 15 minutes with much more here on the morning show on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices